The CPR railway arrived in Cochrane in 1883, but it wasn't until the late 1890s that the railway station was built in Cochrane, and the passenger trains began to stop here rather than in Mitford. It was about this time when large numbers of people started to arrive here, some of them looking for homestead land, others to set up businesses. And there were some people that began to realize perhaps these people needed a place to stay. The first person to recognize that many of the people getting off the train may need a place to stay for a night or two was W.B. Elliott. In 1887, he built a small hotel on the present site of the Royal Bank of Canada. The hotel was enlarged, but it burned in 1896 while John Doyle was the manager. In 1898, the site was sold to the Murphy Brothers, and they built the Alberta Hotel, also known as Murphy Brothers Hotel. It was really the social center of the community. After Joe Murphy died, the hotel was leased to various people. The site for the hotel was very well chosen, as it was directly across the road from the railway station. Unfortunately, in 1927, the hotel burned to the ground and was not rebuilt. In 1904, a Mr. Ellis from the Springbank area decided to build a hotel on the corner of First Street and Second Avenue. Mr. C.M. Burnham was involved in the construction of the hotel. Initially, it was a clapboard structure, but it was later clad in brick, and it was often referred to in the local newspaper as the Brick Hotel. Over the years, it was managed by a number of people. In 1916, the hotel was closed because of prohibition, and the assets were seized for non-payment of taxes. Mr. R.A. Webster bought the hotel at this time and opened the People's Cash Store in one part of the ground floor. There was also a tea room run by his daughter Ruth Webster, and Mr. J. Bailey had a bakery in the building as well. In 1921, Mr. Webster sold the hotel to the United Farmers of Alberta, but in 1923 was forced to take it back. The hotel reopened in 1924 with the end of Prohibition and passed through the hands of a number of people until in 1989 when Mr. and Mrs. Ursulek bought the hotel and restored it and named it the Rocky View Hotel. After the end of World War II and into the early 1950s, the hotel was a very popular gathering spot on the weekend for people from Calgary. Calgary did not allow mixed drinking, but the Cochrane Hotel had a men's beer parlor as well as a mixed drinking area. Often in the summer on a Saturday evening, it was impossible to find a parking spot within three blocks of the hotel. As well as hotels, there was a need for boarding houses for people who were looking for a more permanent residence. In 1910, Mr. B. Marchmont built a boarding house on First Street where the Graham Pharmacy building stands today. It appears that this building went on to be the laundry for Mr. Yi Lee. Later, Mr. Marchmont bought a property on the corner of First Avenue and Second Street, and it is thought that this was probably the original Martin and Foley store. In 1939, Mr. Graham Roach, who owned the Texaco service station, built a number of cabins next to this station. It was a stop for a number of tourists, as it was next to the only highway between Calgary and Banff. Later, it became more permanent residences for many seismic crews who were working in the area. As well, a doctor rented one of the cabins for his office, and he would come to Cochrane on certain days of the week. In 1940, Mr. H. Nelson bought the land and buildings which housed the former Murphy Livery Stable. Using some of the lumber, a house and a number of cabins were built. They tended to be lived in on a permanent basis. Mr. J. McLeod later took over the property. In 1932, Mrs. Steele, after the death of her husband, purchased a home from Mr. Webster on the corner of 2nd Avenue and 2nd Street. Her daughter Peggy operated the boarding house after the death of her mother into the 1970s. Miss Gillies and Mr. and Mrs. Tim Nolan also operated boarding houses in the town.